I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word news to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. Thanks for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Our stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what do you do with all the Christmas merchandise?
Oh, Jeff, you know what? This week, it's a great time to be buying for next year because it's all on sale. Everything is an additional 40% off the lowest mark prices. So come check out the Christmas decor. You always get to pack that up and use it for next year. I'm always an advocate of retiring 10 to 20% of your Christmas decorations and then just renewing it. And then you always have it, you know, fresh and fun for the next year. So come check out Osmond Designs. Speaking of Christmas, Jeff, how was your Christmas?
Really nice. Christmas Eve, we had all the grandkids over, and it was really nice. All the family traditions. And one of the things that they did was they gave us a gift, these little scrolls that were all taped up. It was hard to get the tape off. And they drew pictures and wrote to us about what is so magical at Christmas about at Gaga and Papa's house. And it really touched our hearts. And then maybe the best part, after we cleaned up, we had Christmas all to ourselves. We'd already given each other the gift, carpeting, refinished floors, and so it was just hanging out with each other. And the special touch was watching it snow Christmas morning.
Right? Wasn't that cool? All right. Peace and quiet.
Well, how about you?
Is the best. So we did Christmas at home this year as well, which, you know what? I always say there's no place like home, and Christmas at home is magical. This was the first time that I had Christmas in my new home that we just recently purchased. And so everything was new. I'm all about those family traditions, the good food. We opened the Christmas pajamas. We laughed. We told stories. We played games. So it was great. And, you know, off subject, I did purchase a new sectional. And so we were able to enjoy that beautiful new sectional, of course, purchased at Osmond Designs. I'm just a little biased, but as part of Christmas, I am so excited to actually introduce my youngest daughter, Jocelyn Osmond, on the show today.
Hello, everyone. I am so excited to be here today.
This is so much fun. We've been planning this show for quite some time, and as part of Christmas, we decided to launch for 2025 a new Osmond Home Collection, and it's actually called, drum roll, let's go, Joss.
It's called Jossy Designs, and the point of our new collection that we have created is to make sure that those of us who don't have big homes, like me, going into college, have nice, high-quality furniture. So we are partnering with John Michael Furniture, and we have created this new line of bright, popping, vibrant colors and nice high quality fabrics for this new collection. And you guys should come check it out. It's over at Osmond Designs. We decorated and handpicked every design in California. It's really, really exciting, and we hope that you guys get to see it. And
who's it for?
It's for everyone who does not have a big home here in Utah, because I recognize that I don't have a big home, and I know that there are so many young adults starting their new families that don't have big homes either. And so I think for all of us to have the opportunity to have these new furniture designs that are high quality furniture, there's nothing out there like it, and we're excited to provide it here at Osmond Designs.
I think what's best is this is not your mom's furniture, this is not your grandma's furniture, your dad, your grandpa's. This is chic, it's modern, it's cool, it's not out of a big box store that you have to spend 5 hours assembling something that is then going to be disposable and thrown away. This is high quality, greatest fabrics, greatest leathers, greatest textures and styles. And Jocelyn was our expert in helping us create this new line, which we're super excited about.
And let me add in greatest prices. It is incredibly affordable, which is the best part.
Which is the novel idea, right?
Right.
In Utah, we all want a great deal. Let's be honest. Also, 2025 trends for Osmond Designs this year. Now that we are putting all of the Christmas away, hopefully you come in quick and get whatever's left. But we really are being innovative in our styles and in our brands. We're bringing in new brands that are specifically exclusive only to Osmond Designs that are very popular in the rest of the country. And a lot of that is a little bit risky because it's things that have not been tried before. And so I think you're really going to love some of the new styles that we have coming in, not only like Jocelyn was just saying, in smaller scaled homes, but in larger homes. In Utah, we have large homes and we have a lot of kids and animals and it's an active community. And so we need products that will last, that are beautiful, and your home can do both. And I think that's something that is a myth. People think, oh, I can't have nice things yet because my kids don't know how to take care of them and they won't last in the quality, but you can do it. So we're loving that. Okay. So in addition to talking about what the hot things are for 2025 at Osmond Designs, we wanted to dive into some of the hottest home trends for 2025 that are just so popular all across the country. So whether you're planning a full renovation or you just want to freshen up your space, we have some tips and some ideas to inspire you. From interior design to smart home tech, this is where Jocelyn comes in because she's the techie girl of our family.
Technology is the future.
Sustainability and outdoor spaces, there's something here for everyone. Let's get started.
Interior design trends this year are all about creating spaces that feel fresh, functional, and uniquely yours. So let's start with color because nothing quite sets the mood like the right palette.
Okay, Jocelyn, so your new Jawsy Designs has lots of pops of color. What are some of the colors that you were bringing to Utah that maybe haven't been seen before?
So first up, we're seeing the rise of calming colors like sage green, terracotta, and serene blues. These tones bring a sense of tranquility into your space, and you can pair them with warm neutrals for balance or go bold with jewel tones if you want to make a statement. So with the Jawsy Designs collection, we've added a lot of fuchsias and emerald greens and dark blues. So many things that I think are going to pop in your new apartment.
And I believe that your home really is a reflection of who you are. So personalizing it and making it really fun and unique is what makes your home a place that, you know, speaks who you are. Now let's talk materials. You know, some of the choices are reclaimed wood, natural stone, boucle fabrics. These materials not only look gorgeous, but also add texture and depth to your home.
You guys, sustainable choices are in, and you can go get them now at Osmond Designs.
Yes, you can. Thanks for the plug, Joss.
What does that mean, sustainable designs?
So it means long-lasting.
So it's anything that's going to stand the test of time. That's what we're talking about, sustainability.
Absolutely. Yes. And furnishings are not inexpensive. So when you buy a new sofa, you buy a sectional, you buy a great quality rug, you want it to last more than a year. It's one of those classic neutrals that you hope will last 5 years, 10 years. Hopefully you get tired of it before it ever wears out. And then you can sell it on a Facebook marketplace and freshen up your home as it best works for your budget and your family.
Yeah, and one major focus is eco-friendly renovations. Not only do these materials look stunning, but they are also better for the environment, Jeff.
That's a good thing.
Absolutely.
Very, very good thing. You don't have to overhaul your entire room, though. Sometimes you can just start small, like adding a colorful rug or updating throw pillows. We talk a lot about pillows on this show.
Has she inherited the throw pillow
so
thing?
So many pillows.
Really?
It's kind of a problem at our home.
No, Jocelyn, I have to explain. Every week there's something about throw pillows tossed in. We have 10,000 new throw pillows in every color. It's once a week.
I've been hearing
this for more than a year.
I'm good.
So you've inherited that.
You guys, we definitely have. And I don't think that there's a wrong way to go with too many throw pillows. I don't think that's a thing.
Okay.
So
let's tell people in of why Osmond Designs throw pillows are so cool. Joss?
Tell us about it.
Okay, I'll tell you about it because I love it. They are down-filled pillows. They are 22 to 24 inches large, and they are karate choppable. So you get that great little chop right in the center, and for the next 5 years, the next 10 years, they will look full, and they are comfortable, and they're in designer fabrics. And we probably sell more pillows than, I don't know, maybe every other store in Utah combined. I don't know.
Probably.
They fly out at our store and we absolutely love them. And in lots of different colors, lots of different styles, lots of different textures. And it's a very, very inexpensive way to transform your room, not only a family room, but also a bedroom. Just having those beautiful throw pillows on your bed is, you know, magical.
And it comes back to the pillows. Jocelyn, it's like, I see it's her brain working, but it was your mouth with the pillow thing.
I know.
There's a lot of genetics going on here.
I think you're right. We're Bluetoothed right now.
There was actually, I'll share this really funny personal story. One day we were at an event and someone asked Jocelyn, what is something that annoys your mom?
Oh my gosh.
And Jocelyn,
guys,
what'd you say?
It's a sofa, not a couch. Couch is a swear word in our home.
Oh, I've been yelled at for this. Absolutely.
We talked about it not too long ago. It's a sofa, not a couch, and you definitely need karate choppable pillows.
Get those throw pillows.
Stay tuned. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of Osmond Designs. We'll be right back.
I'm Jeff Kaplan from KSL News Radio. You want to receive the latest news, traffic, and weather all in one place? All you have to do is subscribe to the KSL text line. Text the word news to 57500 and you'll get the latest news, traffic, and weather updates. Sometimes before we get them on the air. I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Hey, it's me, Debbie Dujanovic. Did you know downloading the KSL News Radio app is not only free? It's easy. Just open your app store, type in KSL News Radio, and then download. Or simply text the word app to 57500. And I'll catch you on the radio weekday mornings at 9 on KSL News Radio.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Jeff Kaplan here. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehi and Orem.
Yes, they are. Osmond Designs, all Christmas is on sale. We will be packing it up this week, so come and grab whatever's left. Whatever we do have is an additional 40% off, so come check that out. But welcome back to the show. We are talking about the 2025 trends in home and, you know, not only residential, but also commercial and business atmospheres. There are a lot of fun and exciting things that we are excited about at Osmond Design, specifically bringing in new vendors that no one in Utah has ever seen before. In the previous segment, we were just talking about a brand new launch of a Jawsy Designs. I have my daughter Jocelyn Osmond here with
Hello,
me.
Hello, everyone. Yes, Jawsy Designs is a new and up-and-coming line that is focused on having sustainability, making sure that it fits in your home. It's high quality and very affordable. So if you're looking for something along those lines, come check it out at Osmond Designs.
And it's really smaller scaled for apartments, for condos, for townhomes, for all those college age kids that don't want to spend 5 hours unboxing and screwing together their, you know, recyclable furniture eventually. This is high quality, affordable priced, beautiful, modern, trendy furniture, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yes, not something that you'd find at a big box store.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, so let's shift gears and talk about smart technology. It is all the rage for 2025, and it really is revolutionizing our homes.
Okay, you guys, picture this. Your house adjusts the lights, temperature, and music to match your mood before you even walk in through the door. That sounds futuristic, right? It's already here. AI-powered systems are personalizing everything from lighting to appliances.
And, you know, someone Jocelyn's age, which she's 18 years old, is the perfect person to actually be in charge of all the techie stuff. Because when something doesn't work, I was like, Jocelyn, can you please come help me? I don't know. It's just not turning on.
I'm a part-time daughter and a part-time technician, and I love it.
She's great at all of those. But we all have that in our families, right?
Wait, what? AI is what? Controlling like what your mood should be when you walk in. Tell me about this. Because I know certainly there are apps where you can set the mood lighting and all that kind of thing. But where is artificial intelligence getting involved in this?
Yes. So if you're new to smart tech, start small. A smart speaker or a plug-in is an easy way to start with this AI technology. And it's an affordable way to begin, Jeff. So if you remember, your home can be as high-tech as you want it to be.
And for me, I'm just more of a low-tech person. I just want it to work. I just want to push the power button.
But do you know what's this artificial intelligence? And I've talked on the air about like how weird it is and how creepy. My wife sent me a picture. She got a Christmas present for one of our grandkids. It's a giant stuffed tiger. Looks realistic.
Cute.
It's going to be a great present.
I love that.
So I was driving to work. She put it on a chair, and the dog went up to it and was sniffing it, and she sent me the picture, except I was driving. Now I have Apple CarPlay. This is where artificial intelligence comes in. I get a note. You have a message from Heather. It's my wife's name.
Yeah.
And I said, go ahead. And it said, it is a picture of a tiger sitting on a chair with a dog next to it on a wooden floor.
What? What in the world?
This is alarming.
The thing is looking at my pictures even.
Oh, my goodness. Of course, we can't forget home security, smart looks, and doorbell cameras. With facial recognition are keeping our homes safer than ever. So, you know, not only can it take pictures inside your home and message you about that, but it also does keep our home safe, which I really appreciate.
Locks your doors.
Yeah, your home really can be as smart as you want it to be. A couple of weeks ago, we had a window covering company on air with us, and they talked about all the trends that you can actually do all of your window shades on timers. I mean, it's incredible. Not only in restaurants and at home, you can control it all on your smartphone. I mean, so many cool things that are available.
Energy efficiency is another big focus that goes along with AI technology, such as smart thermostats like Nest or Ecobee are making it easier to save money and the planet. And if you've been considering solar panels, now's the time. They are more efficient and affordable than ever before.
Prices have come down.
Yeah, they've come down, guys.
Which is a big deal, right? It's great to have all of these things, but if you can't afford to run it, then that doesn't make a lot of sense. But if you are interested in any of these items, not only is there things that can be plugged into your home and part of your home, but there's also furnishings that are smart technology. We have nightstands that you can actually plug your cell phone into. They have the USB cords, the lightning cords. Lamps these days, actually, it can be on timers. They can be battery operated.
Do you know where everybody was introduced to this? Whenever you go into a hotel,
yes.
They always have this, right?
Yeah. Yes.
And it used to be the clapper.
Wait, the lights didn't go on.
Exactly. But even mirrors in bathrooms, if you've ever been to one of those swanky hotel rooms and they have the mirrors that you can turn on those lights. They're backlit, and they're great for putting on your makeup, and they're just modern and cool.
You know what the thing, speaking of hotels, that I always thought I wanted in my house? The mirror that has the television
right?
in it. Oh. And mostly you'd see that, I think, back then in Vegas, where, you know, you're in the bathroom, and there's CNBC while you're shaving, and it's just coming at you from the mirror.
Or you can watch your favorite football game. You can watch the Cowboys.
Not the Cowboys.
Coming up next, we're going to explore how to make your home more sustainable without sacrificing style. Stay tuned.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential, and the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life. The American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code CLASSIC24.
Weber State is ranked Utah's number one university for return on investment by Utah Foundation. With programs designed for career growth and recognized by U.S. News & World Report, it's time to take the next step. Visit Weber.edu today. Weber State, where your education works as hard as you do.
I'm Jenny Taylor.
And I'm Michelle Scharf. We are excited to invite you to listen to our podcast, Relentlessly Resilient, presented by Minky Couture. Each week, a guest shares their own powerful stories of enduring challenges and the tools of resiliency they have learned along the way. Sometimes it's the small steps of finding their support system, knowing that they're loved, and being kind to themselves.
And what I love is that we can see everybody has a story, something they've been through, lessons they've learned, something to share and add to this conversation. We all come away uplifted and enlightened and really educated on certain steps we can take and tools we can develop ourselves so that we can also move forward and live our best lives.
Find us on KSLpodcast.com, the KSL News Radio app, or your favorite podcast platform.
And remember, whatever you do today, remember to be kind. You have no idea the struggles other people are dealing with in their lives.
Tim and Amanda here. Did you know you can get the three things you need to know delivered right to your inbox? Put the news back in newsletter and sign up today.
Every weekday, we'll send you an email with the news that's most important to you, including the three things you need to know that day.
Subscribe now. Text the word inbox to 57500 and we'll see you on the radio. Weekday mornings on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
Welcome to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan, along with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Forum. And Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All of the Thanksgiving and Christmas parties are over. We have one party left, and it's New Year's Eve. And I don't know about you, but I love to just stay home and watch the television and watch the New York ball drop and then go to sleep. I'm like that fun at my house. There's no place like home. And I think for the holidays, it's the perfect time to be home and to love your home and make your home a place that you want it to be. So thanks for staying with us. Today, we're talking about 2025 trends, not only in homes, but in businesses. And I'm going to give a shout out to a new collection that we're introducing at Osmond Designs. It's called the Jazzy Designs Collection. And today I brought my daughter Jocelyn on the show to talk about her new collection that she helped us with.
Hi, everyone. Yes. So this new design that we are introducing to the Osmond Design Stores is custom made. We handpicked out each one of the materials from California, and it is focused on making sure that those of us like me who are going into college or have apartments are being able to have sustainable and high quality furniture that fits into our small spaces. And with the new year, it's always new year, new me, let's better myself. Why don't we better our homes? And let's talk about sustainability. It's a big buzzword in the 2025 home trends. So what does it mean to really have sustainability in your home, Mom?
And one major focus is eco-friendly renovations. So reclaimed wood, bamboo flooring, and low VOC paints are leading the way. Not only do these materials look stunning, but they're also better for the environment. In the furnishings world, we also are introducing all of those revolution fabrics that are performance-based fabrics. And so you can spill on them and they clean up, but they still are soft, which is incredible. And almost, I would say, 98% of everything that we offer at Osmond Designs now are those performance fabrics so that they will last and they'll still be beautiful, and you have the best of both worlds there.
And let me add that it is really important to have those kind of sofas in your home, because this is Utah, and it has more children per capita than any other state in the country.
And they spill stuff everywhere and make messes constantly.
All the time.
I was waiting for Jeff, your grandpa.
I was busy smacking my head.
And it's just, we should just clearly have.
Okay, so wait, this brings up an ethical question you can help me with. So we just got the new carpet that you had recommended. What is it called? Stain-free,
Smart Strand. Yeah.
Okay, so this is the one that the rhinoceros.
Smart Strand.
Okay, so I have to explain the rhinoceros thing, right?
Yes, this is so good.
As part of their marketing, they spread the carpet in the rhinoceros cage, left it in there for a month, cleaned it, and it all cleaned up, whatever the rhinoceros happened to do to the carpet. But I'm not sure that it's going to be that way with my grandchildren, who can be messier than a rhinoceros, quite possibly. And so is it ethical to tell them, no, you can't eat or drink on Gaga and Papa's new carpet? It has to be on the wood floors in the kitchen, in the dining room, like that. Or are we being fuss budgets and old?
No, I think it's ethical and it's necessary. It's just being a good human being to know where
it's called
to
loving
eat
your home.
And where not to eat, where to sleep, where to work. There are some different areas.
All right, so we got the thumbs up.
There
awesome.
We go.
I'm all for it. You know, train your kids how to be respectful of things in your home and other people's spaces as well, I think is so, so great. There's always a joke about just, you know, it'd be great if we just had plastic floors with just a big drain in the center and we just take a hose and just hose it all down.
My grandma had those thick plastic covers.
Right?
On,
really?
From like the 1960s.
Right?
They were thick plastic covers. We always wondered why. Why? Is that what they came in when you got them from the store? But it was to protect them. They were just being thrifty and making sure their furniture lasted.
She just didn't tell you that you were hellions in her home and she wanted her stuff to stay.
I'd like to think she simply didn't know about performance fabrics.
She did not. They did not exist back in the day. And I will tell you just a funny story about my grandparents, as they always had the sheets over their sofas. And that way they could take the sheets off and they would wash them. And you
it's
know.
A lot more comfortable than plastic.
Oh, I'm sure.
Just thick plastic.
Not the look that we
but
need
it's
anymore.
But it's not as cute. And this is 2025. So let's talk about trends.
So another trend is upcycling. This is where you can get creative. Turn an old dresser into a chic bathroom vanity. Okay, have you seen those? We have them at Osmond Designs. In fact, in our bathrooms right now, they look like dressers. And they have sinks in them. And
they're beautiful.
They're so beautiful. You know, everyone has a boring sink. Why not have something that's fun? And it doesn't have to cost a lot more. It's just about being informed and knowing what's available.
The possibilities are endless. And let's not forget water conservation on that note. Smart faucets and irrigation systems are making it easier to save water without even thinking about it. And when it comes to energy, LED lighting and energy efficient appliances are must-haves. You may have noticed in some of your teenagers' rooms that they have these lights, but you guys, this is the stuff. It is so cool. And at Osmond Designs, we have a lot of appliances that have those lights in them, and you should go check them out.
Even small changes like installing a programmable thermostat or using sustainable cleaning products can make a big difference. At Osmond Designs, we have, I love it. It's called Counter Spray, but it's fragranced Counter Spray. And it's never been more fun to clean my kitchen counter than when it smells great. And we have them for all the holiday scents.
Well, okay, that's what I was going to ask. What fragrances? Because that
They're
makes
incredible.
A huge difference.
Difference. Right, it just beats Clorox or Lysol or whatever to just have it disinfect but also smell great when you're all done.
I had to ask because during the football games yesterday, the other day, Christmas, I saw a commercial for Dove soap.
Yeah.
And then it segued into a 15-second long commercial, same commercial, for Crumble Cookies. Like a real commercial for Crumble Cookies. Did you know Dove is coming out with Dove plus Crumble scented soaps?
What?
I don't know if I like that. Yeah. I love Crumble. I don't think I'd be able to like keep on my body.
I think your cookies should be your cookies and your cleaning products should not be.
So,
that's funny,
okay.
Jeff.
Yeah. No, but that's real. That's happening. I thought it was some kind of parody, but it was a nationwide commercial
what?
On the football games on Netflix. It was.
What? That's like an April Fool's joke. This is December.
People are so innovative. I don't know, you guys.
But... I think I'd rather smell a vacation while I'm cleaning my counter than smell crumble cookies in my shower. But that's just me.
Makes me hungry.
That's just me.
You know, there is the New Year's just around the corner. And if everything smelled like crumble cookies, I would have to be on the treadmill a lot more.
Worth it. Worth
it. Okay, let's talk about all of the different rooms in our homes right now and how to improve them for not too much money, one of those being outdoor spaces. I know just this last week we did get some snow, which was so much fun until I had to drive in it. That wasn't quite as fun.
It wasn't that much snow.
It wasn't
though.
Too bad. Yeah, I live in Alpine, so there was a little...
They were sliding a little bit.
Bench snow.
We were sliding, yeah. And I have an SUV. It wasn't super fun, but...
we were sledding as well.
Yeah, we were sledding.
Two birds with one stone.
Not voluntarily, but it was fine. Outdoor spaces are all the rage for 2025. So now's the time to make preparations for that. And you never get a second chance to make a first impression. So having your front door and the front of your home look beautiful with landscaping, with an updated fresh coat of paint on your front door. And clearly, just even having it clean of weeds, is it just makes all the difference in the world.
100%. And another big trend coming up this next year is outdoor kitchens. And just think about it. Built-in grills, pizza ovens, and stylish dining areas that make hosting a breeze. Yes, ma'am. Sign me up. If you're not ready for a full kitchen, you could start with a grill or a portable pizza oven. But I promise you, your neighbors will not be complaining.
You know, on the parade of homes that you sent me to, every home we went to had an elaborate, ornate kitchen outside with all the bells and whistles that you're talking about, Jocelyn. It would set you back quite a bit of money, you know, if only just to run the water to a sink outside, let alone to have a pizza oven and like that. Are there budget ways to do this?
Absolutely. And we can go into, that's a whole nother show, Jeff, about how to
really?
Do that inexpensively.
Budget friendly.
But let's talk about, you know, this is speaking our language. You're a grandpa. I'm not a grandma yet, but I hope to be someday. And as your home, you know, evolves through time, through having small kids to then teenagers to then being, you know, an empty nester to then hosting a lot of parties, there are things that need to be changed, and maybe you have more time and more money to do those outdoor kitchens. And then all the mess is outside, Jeff. We were just saying, you know, you have your inside parties and trying to control all of that when you have a lot of people over is much different than when you're outside. So those are additional spaces that actually double the size of your home if they're used correctly, which is kind of cool.
You're talking about hosing down the spills.
Hosing down the decks. And all
you
those
don't need to have rhinoceros
patios.
Carpet everywhere in your home, guys.
Right now it's cold outside in Utah, so fire pits are another must have. Specifically in Park City, you'll see these gorgeous decks with these incredible views and these fire pits, and people just sit out there and drink their coffee and their hot chocolate, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Hot tubs, saunas, you know, all of those great things are so much fun and so cozy.
And whether it's gas-powered or wood-burning, a fire pit creates a cozy spot to gather year-round, and it creates a great environment for your grandchildren, your cousins, your aunts and uncles, grandma and grandpa, and for your children.
And remember, small upgrades can make a big impact. So try adding outdoor lighting or investing in comfortable patio set, and that's a great start for your home. Again, at Osmond Designs right now, we have all of our holiday merchandise is an additional 40% off. Grab it while it lasts. One last shout out to our sponsor, Central Bank. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends of the show. They've been serving Utah for over 130 years, and they will offer you the loans that you need to make your home renovations that you are wanting for 2025. Thank you so much for tuning in, but stay tuned because we're going to be right back.
I'm Jenny Taylor.
And I'm Michelle Scharf. We are excited to invite you to listen to our podcast, Relentlessly Resilient, presented by Minky Couture. Each week, a guest shares their own powerful stories of enduring challenges and the tools of resiliency they have learned along the way. Sometimes it's the small steps of finding their support system, knowing that they're loved, and being kind to themselves.
And what I love is that we can see everybody has a story, something they've been through, lessons they've learned, something to share and add to this conversation. We all come away uplifted and enlightened and really educated on certain steps we can take and tools we can develop ourselves so that we can also move forward and live our best lives.
Find us on KSLpodcast.com, the KSL News Radio app, or your favorite podcast platform.
And remember, whatever you do today, remember to be kind. You have no idea the struggles other people are dealing with in their lives.
I'm KSL News Radio's Jeff Kaplan. Do you want to be the first to know when there's major breaking news? How about avoiding a traffic jam that might slow you down on the way to work? Well, subscribe to KSL's breaking news texts. Just text the word news to 57500. Meantime, I'll catch you on the radio weekday afternoons on KSL News Radio.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Designs with stores in Lehigh and Orem.
Thank you so much, Jeff. First and foremost, I want to give a shout out to all of our friends and family of Osmond Designs. We have had such a great 2024, and we are so, so excited and been planning for quite some time what we can do different and fun in 2025 to be really exciting and be innovative in this Utah market. We work really hard to make sure that we have the best products at the best prices. Part of that is launching a brand new line, and today I have my daughter, Jocelyn Osmond, on the show with me to introduce that.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so our new line is called Jawsy Designs, and it is to make sure that those of us who are moving into new apartments and to going to college are able to have the affordable and high-quality furniture that we're wanting. We are providing this here at Osmond Designs. Each fabric is hand-picked, and each color is handpicked as well from California, and we are so excited about this new upcoming launch because there is nothing out there on the market like it. And what better place to launch it than in Utah, where there's more children than any other state in the country per capita.
And Utah's known for very large homes, so our furniture seems to be oversized and large scale. So this Jawsy Designs is smaller scale, so it will be perfect for those condos, but still, you know, high quality, high trendy, great designs that will be more eco-friendly and more sustainable.
Talking about new things, let's talk about New Year's parties. All right, you guys, I'm sure some of you are going to be hosting family and friends over for this iconic event that's been going on. I don't know if you've heard about it. It's called New Year's. And we are going to tell you about how you can spice up that area and spice up that party a little bit better for your holiday.
Okay, Utah, you know, we love parties and we have large families, and I love to keep my family safe. And part of that is just food. So make sure that kitchen is ready to go. I love a great centerpiece on a kitchen island. Those dining tables, make sure that you have enough seating and that you have great quality dining table. That's a great place to splurge. We have those in stock at Osmond Designs. And then, you know, right off of those kitchens are great family rooms. So make sure you have plenty of seating there. And you don't have to do a lot of decor for New Year's other than, you know, maybe that big screen TV.
Yep.
And you need a sideboard or something to anchor that to store all of your games and blankets and all the good stuff. Right, Jeff?
You're talking about a level of opulence that's deep in my past. At my age now, New Year's Eve is a completely different experience. Hun, what do you want to watch? I don't know. What do you want? You want to watch a movie? Let's check on the ball in New York. And we put that on for a few minutes and watch for a little bit. And then about 11 o'clock, 11:30, you know, it's the same as every other year. And so we go to sleep. And then at 5 minutes after midnight, everybody starts blowing off their guns and the fireworks. And we're up for
pans.
Yeah,
right,
we're
yeah.
up for the next 3 hours.
Oh.
But, you know, of the three of us, I think I'm probably the only one who's been to Times Square on New Year's. Let me tell you. New Year's Eve 2000, Y2K, do you remember this?
I do.
When everybody was scared all the computers in the world were going to be melting down.
The world was ending.
Yeah, the world was going to end. This is for real.
What?
And so my radio station in New York stationed me at a hotel right off of Times Square. So everybody is ushering in the next 1,000 years outside, except we're in a hotel where the police won't let us leave the building for safety because the police are so focused on keeping that event safe. So I never saw the ball drop to usher in the millennium, but I was right there listening to the applause and the screaming out the window. And let me tell you, if you ever are thinking about doing it, Jocelyn, here's what really happens. You have to arrive in the street hours ahead of time. They put pens in the middle of the street with the police horses that block you in. So once one's filled, they go another block back and do another one. You cannot leave the pen. If you do, that's it. Good night. Go away.
Wow.
So if you get there at 4 o'clock and midnight is midnight, guess what? When you have to, let's say, do something personal to relieve yourself, here's what they do. Everybody in the pen
I have no
forms
words.
A circle.
What?
And everybody in the circle faces outward toward the sidewalks on all the way around. And the person would have a beer bottle or a plastic mug or whatever and would take care of whatever they need to take care of. Okay, I'm done. Everybody turns around. The revelry continues for another 6, 7, 8 hours till you watch the ball drop. There's a little bit of fireworks, definitely some confetti. Everybody has a dumb Happy New Year's pair of sunglasses or a hat on. And then you try and get out of there, which takes about an hour and a half.
What
so I hope
world?
You get to experience this in life. You're young.
I hope I don't. Wow. Oh, my. Oh, my gosh.
You know, Jeff, I'm glad you value my hygiene.
Yeah.
I never did work for the New York Board of Tourism. Just want to point that out.
That's so funny.
On that note, aren't we grateful we live in Utah and we get to talk about just, you know, our little safe bubble and all the good
I love the bubble.
Things that we can do.
Small Lake City.
Here in Utah. Thank you so much for joining into the KSL Real Estate Show today. I hope today's trends have inspired you to try something new in your home. We'll see you next week for more home inspiration. Until then, happy decorating.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.